רבותיי, just one review of the Rav Yosef Chai, what he said regarding the Kaddish that we say on a daily basis. So the Rav writes why the Kaddish was established in Targum. Primarily the words of the Kaddish Aramaic, although there are words that are in Lashon HaKodesh sprinkled in. For example, the first two words, Yit Gadal Yit Kadash, is Lashon HaKodesh. Yit Barak, Yishtabak, Yit Pa'ad, is Lashon HaKodesh. Although, Ba'al Madi, Berachir Oteh, etc., that's Aramaic. So why the double language? So in Od Yosef Chai, in Shana Rishona Parashat Vayechi, in Hanakha Aleph, he says, Ba'alatam She'amar Rabbeinu, מה שנתקן הקדיש בלשון תרגום כדי להכניע הקליפות בשומעם השבח הגדול והקדוש הזה. It seems that the קליפות don't understand תרגום. I'm sorry, they do understand תרגום. And specifically, we want them to hear the קדיש because it's such a great שבח that when they hear it, they'll become subjugated. וידיכם לא יעלו בעליית העולמות. When we say the קדיש, so there's a elevation, and every time of the Kaddish, it's an elevation to a different olam. So you don't want the Kaddipot to join on that journey, so the Kaddish actually repels them, only because they understand it. So he says, if that's the case, הנה יש רבים שואלים ודורשים לפי זה, למה לא נתקן כל הקדיש כולו בשון תרגום, אשר מבינים אותו הקליפות, ויהיה למכנעה יותר. So if you really want to מכניע them, you should keep every word of the Kaddish in תרגום, and there'll be a big achna'a. Veha, ma she'omrim yitkadav, yitkadat shu lashon ha-kodesh. Vechen ma she'omrim yitparach, yishtabach v'yitpa'av, v'yitromam, gam ken lashon ha-kodesh. And in Eri, beside the Shriya, he says a very novel explanation of Benishah. He says, ki betevot Eri, shem b'lashon ha-kodesh, if they threw in the middle of the Kaddish, those words the Kilipot does not understand. And therefore, yitbalbelu v'yitarbebu ha-Kilipot, they get all confused and panicked. Why? כי בשומעם דברים האמורים בלשון שהם מבינים אותם. When they hear the words that they understand, נרתעים מעוצר גודל השבח. They get startled from the praise. ואם שומעים באמצע דברים בלשון לכל שהם מבינים אותם, נרתעים ומזדעזעים מאוד. Which means that's the fear of the unknown. Because when they hear what they know and they get so afraid from it, so they can only imagine that the words that they don't understand must be even, you know, more harmful for them. כי יאמרו, מי יודע התוקף הגודל ועוצם דברים אלו מהם. הוודאי שהם עצומים וגדולים, עצב ידעו דברי השם אשר שמענו. They're going to think it's 10 times greater than what they understood. וכיוון דאין יודעים מהם, מתערבבים ומתבלבלים, וממילא נכנעים. ונמצא כי עיקר והכנעה תהיה להם מחמד זה ששומעים דברים של שבח באמצע, ואין הם יודעים מהם. That's a novel explanation. The key that really is machnia, the kiddipod, is not the part that they necessarily understand, but it's the part that they don't understand that gets them really all flustered. Now, the reason why we don't say the whole thing in Lashon HaKodesh, well, now we have the two reasons. The reason that Tosfot gives is so the malachim, who do understand Lashon HaKodesh, will not get jealous because it's such a great praise that they don't have and we have. But now we have another reason why it was not written in Lashon HaKodesh primarily, because we specifically want the Kaddipot to understand the word of the Kaddish in order they should become startled when they hear the great praise, and as a result, they'll move away at the time of Aliyat HaOlamot.